Well, good day, gentlemen. Another day, another news item. Now, this is a 23-year-old guy who went into a Florida seafood restaurant and started throwing alligator nuggets around. Yeah, I know, I didn't even know they existed either. They're obviously alligator meat or something in sort of a nugget, which is a bit of a strange thing to do anyway. And he started yelling or whatever, and he was asked to leave, and there's a manatee's mannequin outside, which is kind of a mascot for the restaurant. And apparently they say he sexually molested the manatee's mannequin. How the hell can you do that? I mean, come on, buddy. I know the femmons nowadays aren't the best-looking things on the planet anymore. I mean, most of them now are darn right scary. They got tats all over them, rings all over them, usually oversized. And if they're not, they're still just bat crazy, with a truckload of fake-up, false breasts usually, in fact a false lots of things, and with the demeanour of a honey badger. But a mannequin, buddy? Anyway, more I'm sure he's made some kind of action towards it, but molesting a mannequin? Well, I suppose, is it possible? Anyway, he left there and started causing havoc somewhere else, yelling and screaming. So the restaurant manager called the police and they arrived. Now, it's pretty obvious that this man was under the influence of drugs or alcohol or both. And considering his mugshot the way he looks, I would reckon both. Anyway, he was charged with disorderly intoxication. But what you're supposed to get out of this, obviously, news item, is this man is so disgusting he tried to hump a manatee's mannequin. Which we all know isn't true, he just probably did the act to get people shocked. I doubt if he knew what he was doing anyway. But it does try to make this man a sex-crazed animal. I mean, I'm not condoning his actions just because he's a male. He's 23 years old and he should start acting it. Can you imagine if the story was about a femon doing a similar thing? How it would be worded. How the guilt and blame would be shifted, probably to the restaurant. And probably the police wouldn't come to arrest the femon, they'd come to support her. And give her names of any number of organizations for femons. And they would probably imply that somebody provided her with the drugs and alcohol. And try probably and shift the blame to them, or probably say her drink was spiked or something. But for guys, they just arrest them and put them in jail. Generally until they sober up. There won't be any support for this chap. There won't be any support for this guy. And people probably saying, oh, you're such a bitter man, Solomon. No. I'm just see the truth, because the double standards are everywhere, aren't they? And you'd have to be deaf, blind and stupid not to see it. And I'm just pointing it out. Anyway, either way you look at it, it's a bit of a strange story, isn't it? I mean, you could say I'm molesting the chair I'm sitting on. Really, couldn't you? I am naked. See you guys.